Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Not in a Creepy Way, the podcast where the brothers Anderson will dig deep into the movies. The brothers Anderson are. This is Eric, he's the oldest one. The producer who makes it fun, gotta give him the credit. He's good with the edits. He's been the driving force since they begun. Next we got brother Jay. He just the movies that they play. The sip in the middle, Jay is gonna be a little more critical, analytical when he communicates. And lastly we got Drew, the finally family member of this group. He decides if the movie's worth it. Right kind of guy, that's for certain. Three chatty brothers with a family base. Need an excuse to talk away. Dichotomy of personalities. All you really need to do is press play. One podcast talk show. Hit the app if you want to catch an episode. They talk movies till they go off on a tangent flow and maybe ramble. That's the brothers Anderson. So sit back with closed eyes, let them take you away. Unless you're driving, keep them open to that kiss. We got Eric, Drew, and brother Jay. Welcome you to Not in a Creepy Way.
Hey. Welcome. This is brother Jay.
This is Drew.
And in this episode, we will be discussing the 2020 animated Wolfwalkers.
Yeah, we are. I've been trying to talk my family into watching this with me because I thought it looked terrific. And when we started, my oldest daughter, who was so emotionally scarred by Song of the Sea, as soon as there was just a little bit of drama in this movie, she peaced out. She's like, nope. So one little arrow went into one little bird. She's like, I'm not watching this. So... been trying to watch it ever since, and no one watched it with me, so I put it on the calendar and I made you watch it with me.
It's because so instead you're punishing me.
Oh, did you think this is a punishment?
Oh, I have many thoughts about this. I will preface this that perhaps just emotionally this was probably not the best week for this, but I'm just having one of those weeks, so watching it last night for the first time, I was actually getting preemptively angry at the Disneyfication of what I knew what I supposed was going to happen.
Oh yeah.
So I was winding up for the eventual, but then of course I wasn't disappointed in the first 10 minutes when of course the mother's dead. So
I really appreciate that this is definitely a non-Disney movie.
It's a non-Disney movie, except for it follows kind of the same, and maybe that's just because because it's geared as a kid's movie. Maybe all kids movies are kind of formulaic like this, just because it's easy for them to grasp in a linear fashion. But, it was the animation was great. I mean, it was kooky. It was not, mm-hmm. It was not, I don't know if it was computer generated or hand drawn. It looked, I think they attempted to make it look hand drawn, but I don't think it was.
I believe it was mostly hand drawn with some computer help.
Yeah. So it looked good. And of course, you know, the voice talent was fine. But just the story was very familiar. And I mean, nothing really surprised me. It was fine. I didn't hate it, but I was having moments of like, I've seen this before, and it felt like it was just cloying at times. So,
I did not have those reactions.
Well, I'm a heartless bastard and I don't have kids, so.
Yeah, I like this movie a lot. It had a happier ending than I was anticipating.
I will agree.
Which I was pleased with, because that might mean I will be able to talk my children into watching it with me.
I don't know though, because if they're past trauma, because this movie sets you up for a great deal of this movie. You spoilers, by the way, for a great deal of this movie, you believe that the mother is going to die.
Yes.
And there are several points in time where I thought actually she was dead.
I thought she was going to die all the way up until the final scene.
Yeah. So, Yeah, good luck convincing your kids.
I can get the little one.
Oh.
If I give her a guilt trip, she'll do anything I want.
I mean, in some ways I think it's kind of a nice sisterly movie.
Yeah.
Because they are really become sisters. And they work together and they help each other and they work to basically bring together their family. So in some ways I'm sure there's some lesson there, which some greater mind than mine could piece together. But you may be able to come at it at that angle. However, then you're also going to have like 3 months of them howling.
Well, I mean, one of them already does, so that's not a problem. Yeah. Sean Bean is in this movie, and he does not die.
That's true. Okay, we'll go with that. That's true. True statement. So
good for him.
He managed to get that. He managed to survive. So let's see. This movie, 2020, hour 43 minutes. So it was released 13th November 2020. Was this produced in Ireland?
Yeah. It's the studio. It's the same studio that did The Secret of the Kells and Song of the Sea. And it's an Irish-based cartoon studio. I think it's headquartered in Kilkenny, which is where this movie is set.
They're calling it a trilogy, but they don't. You're saying the movies don't really have any relation to one another, other than they may exist in the same unisphere.
I mean, they all have a similar style and look to them, and I believe they're all loosely based on like Irish folklore. Like I know specifically in this movie, Wolfwalkers, when they're talking about like mythological creatures. Wolfwalkers and the main girl in the movie Robin, she lists off a whole bunch of others, including Selkies, which were the creatures in Song of the Sea.
Apparently there's going to be a sequel.
Oh yeah? I'd watch it.
Sequel possibly to arrive June 25th, 2021. But This is all anecdotal online, and you know it's as accurate as anything.
I'm gonna call BS on that one. I really doubt it.
Maybe wishful thinking on someone's part.
Yeah, this does not seem like the type of movie that would give birth to a sequel. It doesn't need it.
Yeah, but they could cash in on the sisters.
I suppose they could, but I don't know. I don't even know. Who watched this movie, because it didn't get a real box office release because of COVID. It showed up on Apple TV Plus. I don't know how many people actually watch Apple TV Plus.
Listed on IMDb, which, you know, cumulative worldwide gross of $229,000.
Yeah, ouch. Brutal.
I suspect Apple paid a lot more than that for it, though.
I hope so. Yeah.
But then again, you know, they would take 15% back. So I don't know. So, or whatever it is they take. They take some commission. So let's see.
Good to watch a movie with Maria Doyle Kennedy in it. Like her?
I don't know her by name. What else? What would I know her from?
She was.
Oh, she's very familiar looking.
She was in The Commitments. She was in The Tudors. She was in Orphan Black.
I have not seen Orphan Black. Is it worth it?
I enjoyed the first couple seasons. I kind of fell off after that.
You fell off, or the series fell off after that?
I stopped watching.
Gotcha.
But not because I wasn't enjoying it. The lead on that show, Tatiana Maslany, is really, really good.
She was in Dexter.
She was?
Mm-hmm. Sonia, 2010 in 8 episodes.
I do do not remember her in Dexter.
Yeah, I don't think I watched. I'm trying to think. I pulled the ripcord maybe in season 2 on Dexter.
She was also in the Perry Mason series.
The new one?
Yeah. She's really good in that.
I haven't watched that yet. How is the new? So it's good.
It's good.
All right.
But it's not the Perry Mason you're expecting.
I got that from the previews. It was very different. Mm-hmm. It's a very reimagined universe, I believe. All right. So let's go back. Starring. So Sean Bean, we've seen him in plenty of stuff. Mm-hmm. Simon McBurney.
Yeah. He was in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. He was in Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
The Last King of Scotland.
I haven't seen that.
The Theory of Everything.
I don't remember him in that.
He was Frank Hocking.
Oh, okay. He has a very recognizable voice.
He was in the Harry Potter video game?
No.
Yes. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 video game creature voice.
Oh, he was the voice of Creature. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, apparently in the movie as well.
All right. Whatever. He wasn't, really in it.
Fair, I guess. Lots of other stuff that I'm assuming is weird television. So, yeah. Closing that one.
Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so the rest of the cast doesn't, they're not known to me. They may be popular, but they're.
Yeah, the main girl, Robin, her first name is Honor, and her last name may be Kniefsi. That can't be right. I had to have
put Kneafsey Kneefsey? I don't know.
Yeah. And then the Wolfwalker girl, Meb, she's Ava Whitaker. And I thought the girls did a good job.
I think everybody did a good job. The nice thing about animated movies is you don't have, I don't want to say you don't have acting, but you don't have the visual aspect of acting, right? You just have the vocal tension. And so part of it is that you're able to project onto a canvas rather than you having to make the canvas out of your body, if as it were. That was a terrible analogy, but I think you understood what I was trying to say. So I think this may have benefited, because if this had been a live action thing, I don't know that it could have been something I could have sat through.
Well, so much of this movie, I think, is in the beauty of the animation.
And it was very pretty. It was very, the transition scenes and the transformation episodes and just kind of some of the combat and action was really well done. So that's why I didn't suspect it was hand-drawn. But again, I guess the blending of old and new probably. I can't imagine how much this cost to make, but I imagine it was significant.
Yeah, well, it looked good. I liked all the Celtic imagery, the Celtic symbology. That was really beautiful. And I dug the story. I like this. This was like a version of a werewolf type creature that I am not familiar with. So I thought that was interesting.
A kindler, gentler type of werewolf?
Yeah. So the conceit in this movie, and I'm assuming it's based on Irish folklore, is that a wolf walker is a creature who is human while they're awake, but when they fall asleep, their spirit becomes a wolf in physical form. So their body is asleep, but they're also a wolf running around doing wolf-like stuff, but a sentient wolf. I guess wolves are sentient. But a wolf with the mind of the person.
Let's see what Wikipedia says, because it may shed some light. Third and final installment of the Irish folklore trilogy, following Secret of the Kells in 2009 and The Song of the Sea in 2014. Cartoon Saloon and Melusine Productions, I'm sure I butchered that one. It premiered at the 2020 Toronto International Film Festival.
And Cartoon Saloon is the production house headquartered in Ireland.
Was released theatrically in the UK October 26th in America, Toronto on September 12th. The US and Canada November 13th, Ireland December 2nd, and then digitally December 11th on Apple TV Plus. Much critical acclaim. So basically set in the mid 1600s in Ireland.
So it's in a town that's occupied by the English, right?
Yes.
And the Irish people hate the English.
Yes. That was a repeated theme.
Yeah. They have a dictatorial lord protector who's in charge of the military and the government there. And then you have the Irish townsfolk.
Robin's father is the English hunter Bill Goodfellow. He is apparently tasked by the ruler, lord, protector Oliver Cromwell, which the name made me giggle.
I didn't realize that was his name.
So I don't know that you know that. He was only ever called what, Lord Protector, right?
Yeah.
Basically, I think the movie opens with Robin puttering around her filthy house, firing her arrows at targets in the door.
Yeah. Well, even before that, we had a pretty cool cold open with some of the townsfolk logging the forest outside the town when they are attacked by a wolf pack, and most of them run away, but one of them falls and is surrounded by the wolves who wound him, and then these two creatures come out of the forest, a mother and a daughter. They call off the wolves so they can control the wolves, and then they heal his chest, they heal the scars on his chest, and then they retreat back into the woods. And that's our first introduction to the wolf walkers.
Now, is he the same? Does he end up being the same gentleman later on that is pro wolf walkers the rest of the movie?
Yes. Yeah, that's him.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. I thought so, but it's a little, some of this is a little hard to track in this movie. It was hard for me to track anyway.
Yeah, I don't think he ever got a name, but he had distinctive teeth.
As they do.
Mm-hmm.
Robin's eager to go fight wolves because that's what her dad does. He hunts wolves to clear the forest so that the town, I would say workers, but they really seem more like slaves.
Yes.
So that the workers can go and mill the wood, fell the trees, and bring it back to some kind of productivity for building and future prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
But
plundering the natural resources.
So there's already some preaching going on. But Hunter Goodfellow, Robin's dad, basically forbids her from coming along and says, no, you have to stay safe. I promised your mother I would keep you safe. You have to stay here, which is, of course, immediately when you know and is telegraphed at that point that she's not going to stay, that she's going to follow him.
Also, somebody's going to die, probably the dad, because it's Sean Bean.
I just assumed that there was a mother and she was going to die, but apparently they'd already killed her off at that point, so okay. Yes. And of course, so Hunter Goodfellow goes off and she follows him, although he just kind of sets off into the town and she follows him throughout the town and he catches her and says, no, go back home. And they kind of set up the whole town where the Irish kids are really not very nice to her because they notice that she's British.
Right.
So there's some unpleasantness there. But her falcon, Merlin, seems to be her best friend at this point.
And her only friend.
The two of them follow Goodfellow. Is this where they follow him into the woods?
He goes outside the gates and then she sneaks out and tries to find him in the woods.
And she spots him and he's basically setting traps.
Mm-hmm.
And so she follows along and,
she is near the pack of sheep when the wolves start chasing them. And, so they're stampeding while she's trying to, shoot one of the wolves with her crossbow. And just as she's about to shoot the wolf, one of the sheep runs into her, knocks the crossbow up, and she accidentally shoots Merlin.
Yeah, and this is when I actually took your name in vain.
Well, that's the exact moment when my daughter, Elizabeth...
She noped.
Yeah, she was like, nope. Like, I'm not going to watch this anymore. I'm like, I'm sure the bird's going to be fine. They're not going to kill the bird. She's like, nope, I'm not watching this. I don't want to watch it. It's too scary. I was like, no, come on. But no, she wouldn't.
Well, I kind of expected the bird to get eaten, so.
It's going to be so dark.
Like, we've never seen a dark cartoon.
No, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up on The Secret of Nim, so I was prepared for anything.
Oh, that movie actually,
the final fight between Goodfellow and the Lord Protector actually gave me real strong Secret of Nim vibes.
Yes. Nicodemus?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, no, I can absolutely see that. Yep. I would go with that. Also expected, again, more spoilers. I also expected Dad to die at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially once the blood was rolling down the side of his head. So I was like, oh, so it's not going to be the mother, or it's going to be the mother and the father and the other mother. So now they're both going to be orphans together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... I was at this point when Merlin got shot, I was cursing you, and then throughout the movie I was cursing you some more. So so if your ears were burning, it was all me.
I'll take it.
But Robin's pretty distraught that Merlin gets snatched.
Yeah, and this is when her father finds her and tries to drag her back to town.
Does drag her back to town, right?
They don't make it all the way back, right?
He
leaves her with the townsfolk who for some reason are in trouble with the Lord Protector. The Lord Protector is always just like screaming to put people in the stocks. But yeah, she causes a ruckus with the sheep and then sneaks back into the forest to go look for her.
Well, she lets the guy out of the cart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She releases him. And so the sheep have pandemonium and she heads back into the woods. And then through her sleuthing and traipsing, she stumbles into a trap at that point, correct?
Yeah, one of those deadfalls. So it snags her foot and is hanging her upside down.
Which is where we, where in comes Meb, right?
Yeah, in her wolf form. And her wolf looks different than the other wolves. So it's easy to tell her apart.
Yeah. Both Meb and Robin look like more like wolf hybrid dogs.
Yes, they have big feminine eyes.
And the remainder of the wolves look like Peter and the Wolf wolves.
Yeah.
Big, predatory, mean, vicious, fighting, attack beasts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people still know Peter and the Wolf, but...
Yeah, so the Meb wolf is trying to get her out of the trap, but Robin's not really cooperating. So when Meb is trying to bite the trap, she ends up biting Robin instead.
Well, because Robin thinks she's being attacked. She doesn't understand that Meb is going to extricate her. She believes that Meb's attacking her.
Right, trying to eat her.
Yeah, which, you know, if you had a wolf just flailing at you, I mean, I guess, you know, you wouldn't, I mean, I don't know what I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen The Gray. I know you got to fight till the end.
I have not seen it, so I will take your word for it.
It's really good.
Is that Liam Neeson?
It is.
I don't know how I knew that. And yet... I did. I must have seen like a million ads for it or something.
Yeah. Or you can listen to episode 164 of Not in a Creepy Way. That's not the real episode number.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But we did talk about it, me and Eric.
Yeah, I'm sure. My memory is just not that good. So Meb bites her. And then it's like, oops, I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to get in major trouble. Oops, oops, oops.
Yeah.
Got to undo this, right? So she ostensibly tries to heal her of the bites that she inflicted.
Yeah, later. I mean, first she gets her out of the trap and then runs off. And Robin immediately starts to see little sparkly things. And
pursues her.
Yeah, and is able to follow her and through the dense woods and find the den where she sees the beautiful image of Meb's mother asleep. The adult people in this movie, especially the wolfwalker lady, have disorienting proportions.
Yes.
But it was the way the shot was framed, with Robin kind of looking down and the mom in the middle of the frame with all the wolves surrounding them, with kind of the Celtic imagery. It was really beautiful, I thought.
It reminded me very much of some native Alaskan art.
I can see that. Yeah.
Just because of the kind of the two-dimensional, exaggerated features, mm-hmm. but very colorful kind of integration with very striking patterns. So to me, it was familiar, even though I'd never seen this before, but that stylistic choice seemed familiar to me. And then of course, Meb and Robin have this interaction about, you know, Meb's mom's just, she'll be back.
Yeah. She's been gone for a long time.
Don't know how long, but she'll be back.
Yeah. So apparently if the wolf form never returns to the body, the body just never wakes up.
And
But I really like Meb. She was funny.
Well, yeah.
She was a little feral kid who doesn't like the townies.
Here's the thing that my brain latched onto and wouldn't let go for the rest of the movie from this point out. Who are all the wolves then?
They're just wolves.
Fine, I guess.
Yeah, there are wolves and then there are wolf walkers.
So are there wolf talkers?
Well, wolf walkers are also wolf talkers, right?
I mean, the wolf whisperers. They all respected Meb and they all listened to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just, again, it was one of those distractions to my brain. My brain just wouldn't tick it off. It's like, what? Who are these people? Are they people? Are they wolves? Are they not wolves? Are they not really wolves at all? Are they people or are they not people at all? And just, so anyway, I had this little monologue was just playing inside my head in a loop.
I never had any doubt that they were just wolves.
Well, eh. Welcome to my brain. They have a little interaction. Meb sucks the wolf juice from Robin, right? At that point.
She uses her wolf walker healing skills.
Because her mother told her not to make sure she didn't bite anybody.
Right, because apparently when a wolf walker bites a person, they turn them into a wolf walker. All it takes is one bite. It's like
dun, dun, dun.
Like a zombie virus.
Huh. American werewolf in London.
Mm-hmm.
Except Meb was on the path, Robin and Meb were on the path, right?
They were not on the path. They were in the woods.
Yeah, there you go. See? Prophecy repeating. And then Meb decides she's going to take Robin back, but she can't take Robin back. Robin can't see where they are, even though Robin followed her in and ostensibly knows where they are. But
all right.
Meb makes a big point of, no, you're going back, but you're going back. I'm going to blindfold you.
Yeah, and she's also trying to act tough and scare her off, but...
And of course, Merlin returns.
Yeah, she healed Merlin. But Robin wins her over. I mean, at one point, they're just laying on a tree branch, and Robin is brushing Meb's hair. So you can tell Meb is tough, but she's also lonely.
Sure. Well, her mother's been abandoning her in her estimation.
Yeah, she tells Robin that her mother left to go find them another den, and when she comes back, they're all going to move. But Robin's like, yeah, my dad told me my mom would come back too.
Dun dun, Debbie Downer.
Her dad did not really say that.
No. So let's see. So they eventually make it back. They have some shenanigans, though, right?
Yeah.
They meet up with the two dudes at the wagon, and then she steals the townie tasties, right? Is what she says.
Yes, the townie tasties.
Bread. Wow. Bread and potatoes. Mm-hmm. Somebody's growly.
Yeah, there must be someone's walking a dog outside, probably.
Close enough that your dog can see it and hear it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Your dog would not like living in my house. with the dog park literally just across the street.
I think we probably did him a little bit of a disservice by being out in Willow for like 3 months.
Let's see. They have some townie tasties, and then they part, and Robin goes. Is it this when Robin goes home?
Yeah, she promises to come back and help Meb find her mother. And then she heads back and she tries to tell her dad about the Wolfwalker. Which leads to one of my least favorite tropes in movies with children in them. When the whole drama of the movie could have been short-circuited if the adults just listened to the kids.
Well, that wouldn't make a very long movie, though.
Right? Unless you wrote it differently.
Well, yes, I suppose. Her dad pretty much shuts her down, right?
Yeah.
And tells her, forget it.
And he's not a bad guy. He's just, he is prioritizing security of the family unit above all else, and doesn't take the time to actually hear what his daughter is saying.
Well, he's really interested in Robin's safety, and because he really doesn't even care about himself,
right?
Because he's out there hunting wolves. I think he believes that he's expendable as long as his daughter remains, but. Well, I don't know who would take care of her.
Yeah, he has to stick around and make sure she's safe.
So she heads back to town.
Mm-hmm.
Is this where she ends up at the castle before she goes home?
You mean in the scullery?
Yeah.
No,
that was after, because she worked there before, right?
No. So when he rescued her from the sheep stampede, he took her back, and she was supposed to go to start working at the scullery. So when she comes back that night, he is upset. Not only upset that she went back out into the woods, but upset that she didn't go to the scullery, because the Lord Protector demanded that she go work in the scullery. So he takes her to the scullery the very next morning. So yeah, and she has to work there all day doing scullery type business.
A scullery, by the way, is a room in a house traditionally used for washing up dishes and laundering clothes, or as an overflow kitchen. Tasks performed in the scullery include cleaning dishes, cooking utensils, occasional kitchen work, ironing, boiling water for cooking, or bathing, and soaking and washing of clothes.
She's essentially a maid in a big giant house.
Yeah, she's a domestic.
Yeah, and while she's cleaning, she ends up... It's the Lord Protector's house, right?
Yes.
And she ends up in his...
Castle.
In his private chambers, where she hears a voice.
Calls to her.
Mm-hmm. But before she can investigate, the head maid lady tells her she can't ever go into that room.
I just assumed that she was a nun.
It's funny. You need to watch more Downton Abbey.
I just assumed she was not a nun because she kept talking about work being prayer. So,
yes, a phrase repeated by Robin's father too.
Yes. Much to my eventual irritation. You're right. The head maid ushers her out, and that night, as she's asleep, her soul leaves her body, and she becomes a wolf.
Yeah. That's when the movie got really fun.
Yeah, so now she's possessed. She's a demon outside of her own body. Out-of-body experiences. she flees the town, and mm-hmm. she heads to reunite with Meb.
Mm-hmm.
Who is overjoyed at having a wolf sister.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite sequence in the movie when Meb's teaching her how to be a wolf. Because it's all in the moonlight, and it's super fun and really beautiful.
And they're prancing around and playing, and it was very uplifting considering the rest of the overlying dark tension in this movie.
Yeah, and I like what they did with the visuals of all the wolf senses.
Kind of the ethereal dancing light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A la Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, it looked great.
It did. It did. It was very pretty. And this is where then after they're frolicking, and Meb tells her she needs to go back home, and she drops her. She basically says, you know, go back to town. Leaves her to town, but when she heads back into town, this is where she sneaks into the manor, right? Into Lord Protector's manor.
Yeah, she's almost home, but she sees like that scent trail that she just has to follow, and it leads her to that same room where she heard the voice.
And she encounters basically Meb's mother in the cage in the Lord Protector's manor.
Yeah.
And her mother pleads, Meb's mother pleads with Robin and tells her she has to get Meb out of the forest. They have to go. They have to escape because trouble is coming. And Robin can't get her out. Robin can't extricate her. So, she escapes back home.
Not before she's seen.
Of course not. There's a big to do, right?
Mm-hmm. They chase her alarms. All over town.
And she finally scurries back home, and just in time to make it back into her body before Dad catches her.
And now the town is freaked out because there's been a wolf inside the gates.
Of course. Because, you know, that's what you do. Meb is waiting for Robin to return because Robin promised she would return to help.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin doesn't. And so she basically goes on a rampage, right? It's war paint time.
Yeah, well, she eventually finds Robin, right?
Right.
And Robin tells her about her mother's message.
And tells her that she's not going to help her because her mother said to go.
Right. And it's too dangerous. And this is when the Lord Protector is parading the giant she-wolf on stage, right? Showing that he tamed the beast. Yep.
In so many words.
Yeah. And so Meb sees her mother in a muzzle and in chains and flips out. Tries to rescue her herself.
And then has a little escape scene. Big escape scene, actually.
Yeah. Very.
Which is another
very harrowing set piece. But good,
it was
pretty
acrobatic. It was very well done.
Yeah, and she feels betrayed by Robin, because Robin was trying to do anything she could to get her to leave.
And
Robin's dad, Bill, he really is the worst. I mean, you're on his side because the Lord Protector is so horrible. But when the Lord Protector is like, can't you do anything? He's kind of right.
Yeah.
He can't. Yeah.
For being a wolf hunter, he's terrible at his job.
He is.
He has a 0% success rate.
Yes. Yep.
He is 100% inadequate.
And when he gets demoted, he can't even capture the kid, the Meb, when the Lord Protector yells at him to put the kid in chains. And yeah, and then eventually he loses control of Meb's mom, the wolf. I mean, he really should have been fired a long time ago.
Yeah, what kind of skills did he have to begin with that the Lord Protector thought he was good?
I don't know. He's a legendary hunter.
I was going to say, because the evidence thus far has been completely unsubstantiated.
Yes.
Yeah. He has a perfect track record of failure.
Yeah.
Almost impressively so. So, Bill's now a foot soldier, gets demoted. And as Meb escapes, Bill's trying to shoot her, right? And Robin basically foils Bill from doing that.
Oh, Bill's trying to shoot the mom.
Oh, the mom.
Yeah, because the mom also almost broke free while she was on stage with the Lord Protector. And then, yeah, so then he orders Bill to kill the mom. Shocker, Bill fails.
And then, is this where Robin returns with Meb to the pack before the big showdown?
Yeah, so Meb's mom breaks free, and with Robin on her back, right? Storms out of town and heads to the woods because the Lord Protector is taking all of his soldiers to the woods with a giant cannon. They're going to burn the forest down until they find the den, and then blow it up, apparently.
Which isn't going to leave a whole lot of firewood for them, or a lot of timber for them.
He doesn't care. he's in give no fucks mode.
Yeah, he's not really interested in the resources as much as he just wants to devastate it. So
he's the law and order candidate. he's trying to make Kilkenny great again.
Did I send you the picture of the series of tweets from Shasta and Buttigieg and somebody else?
No.
I will not do it justice. I will read it verbatim because it will be a massive failure if I try and recall from memory. Shasta and Buttigieg tweeted today, if you like pina coladas and getting caught on a plane.
Ouch.
And somebody responded to his tweet and said, I would have gone with wasting away again in Mega Ritaville, but well played. Anyway, that made me laugh out loud. And well, so now Bill and big showdown in the woods, and Bill shoots, is it Mole? Is that her mom? Mole?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I ever heard the mom's name.
So Bill shoots the mom, right?
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, he is bitten by the mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cause, I mean, the whole, the whole last like half hour of this movie is just tons of quick action. A lot of stuff happens. The mom breaks loose, heads into the wood. All the soldiers are heading into the woods. They're burning shit down left and right. They're trying to track the wolves. Yeah, Bill eventually shoots the mom because he thinks the mom is threatening Robin.
Even though she's screaming and professing that she's in no danger.
Yeah, listen to your kids.
No, why? Why?
Yeah, just listen to your kids. But yeah, he shoots the mom. So that was heart-wrenching.
You see the mom's wolf spirit like dancing in the air to the den, right? Mm-hmm. Back to her body.
Yeah.
Her human form.
Yep. Which creates a wound in her human chest that starts bleeding.
And Meb summons the pack to help her heal. But she realizes she's not strong enough and she needs Robin.
And because Bill has failed one time too many, he's actually put in chains.
And Robin's in wolf form and the Lord Protector tries to kill her. And knocks her unconscious, right?
Yeah, I mean, and Mabe's trying to heal her mom with her wolfwalker powers. Just by herself at first. And while she's doing that, Robin's buying time by commanding all the wolves. And she's quite the guerrilla fighter leader. She's doing a good job. But she is outgunned. And Meb calls the wolf pack back to help boost her healing powers. While Robin is is trying to fend off the army. But yeah, Robin gets... They find the den, and they're about to blow it up with the giant cannon, and Robin actually jumps on the cannon to... lowers the aim to the ground as it explodes. So she winds up hurt. And the Lord Protector's going in for the kill when Bill... because he's now a wolfwalker that he didn't realize until he became a wolf and started attacking the Lord Protector.
And then they have the little fight scene and the bridge scene and the snarling and the fighting and the biting of the sword.
Yes, that looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would think that would slice open some gums and teeth and stuff, but...
Yeah, that looked worse than, like, eating a bowl of Crunch Berries.
I was going to go with Grape Nuts, but...
Grape Nuts at least get soggy.
I guess. Lord Protector basically, but he suicides himself. Well, he's like, I'm out.
Well, he's kind of the guy who quits as he's getting fired, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Bill is going to kill him.
Yes. But
and nobody's going to feel bad about it.
No. Rather than to let himself be killed, he just like releases himself from his harness, corset, girdle thing, whatever it is, and plummets to his death. We believe, right? I don't know. Did we ever see him die? Or we just see him disappear?
That dude's dead.
Yeah. Now he'll come back in the sequel. And then Robin and Bill end up back in the den, and they basically all work together.
Everything that's happened to this point has led you to believe that the mom is about to die.
Yes.
She's going to die.
Yes. And she doesn't die. They resurrect her.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. I love the artistry in these scenes. I love the animation. I love all the Celtic symbols. The Robin and Meb are kind of lying together on the mom, kind of creating the heart shape. Yeah. It was all very beautiful. It definitely gave me the feels.
And Bill sees all of this and realizes all of his incompetence and inability to do what he was supposed to do also has resulted in the fact that he has prolonged by ignorance all of the suffering of everyone. And so he believes himself to need to be an outsider, right?
And he shot that redheaded lady in the chest.
Well, there's that.
He almost killed that girl's mom.
Details.
Yeah, he tries to slink away.
Yes, but in true like Munchausen by proxy syndrome, Mole takes him in. The mom takes him in and says, "No, you're part of our family now."
I don't quite follow the Munchausen by proxy syndrome, but she's very forgiving.
Oh, sorry, Stockholm syndrome, is that what I was thinking of?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Munchausen by proxy is where you make somebody sick. Yeah, you're right. I was mixing up my maladies. Ireland, Sweden, stock. Anyway.
Speaking of, did you ever see the HBO series Sharp Objects?
No. I don't think so.
It's real good.
What? Okay, we'll discuss. Basically, they're all one big happy family, and the final scene is they're all in a wagon together with the pack of wolves, and they're going to a new place. The four of them as a family.
Did it remind you of the final scene in Rise of the, or Dawn of, War of the Planet of the Apes? That one.
I don't remember, so I don't remember that movie. So
all the apes are on their quest. They finally got away from Woody Harrelson and all the people, and they're making their way to their new home. And they're crossing, and they end up over on this ledge looking down at like a beautiful lagoon right as Caesar's about to die.
No. I didn't equate that, no, but no.
Me neither.
But it was tied up in a nice little bow. It was all just tied up and everybody's happy and the only one that's dead is the bad guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a, like 100% happy movie. And well, on all the soldiers that were killed by wolves or were burned to death accidentally in the woods.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's that. Although you never see them die.
You don't.
If a soldier dies in the woods, is it really...
They're just faceless stormtroopers.
They had about the same aim as stormtroopers.
Yes, they did.
So,
they were probably trained by Bill.
Ugh, that would explain a lot. Yeah, but they didn't shoot more mothers, so...
Fair.
Well, we don't see, though. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe that's the Irish really don't like the British. It's a lot of mom aiming.
No, it's well earned.
All right, so we've discussed an hour 40-minute movie in an hour. So
but yeah, it was a surprisingly, like, 100% happy ending.
Yes,
that was great.
But at no point did I expect the happy ending, and so
me neither.
So it was difficult to feel good about it.
Yes, there was probably like a good 10 solid minutes I was on the verge of tears in this movie.
Yeah, no, I felt similarly. I was clearly being manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I knew it, which just made me angry. So then I was angry and crying. So, you know, this is the best combination in the world. So, from my perspective, I'm going to give this a B. It's a B movie. I mean, it's okay. My problem is that it's just the cloying kind of emotional kind of heartstring tugging manipulation that I'm not always keen on, but again, I have no heart and I don't have children, so I have a different bent a lot of the time. So, but it wasn't bad. I mean, it's probably worth watching. I don't know how you're gonna get your I don't know how you're gonna get your oldest to watch it, but yeah, it's worth watching, I'd say. So you would say, is it worth it?
I loved this movie. I loved it. I wanted to immediately watch it again. It made me retroactively angry at my children for not watching it with me. I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. I enjoyed the story. I really liked the characters. I especially liked Meb and Robin. I thought this movie was a home run, and it's not too long, and the animation is so different than most of the animated movies you see out there, and not just the like the Irish and Celtic imagery, but they showed their sketch lines a lot. It's just so unique and original. I can't recommend this movie highly enough.
Very good. Anything else you want to discuss about the movie? Are we done?
No, I think we're good.
So, housekeeping. We had a pretty significant snow and ice storm the last week. As of Wednesday night, they had called Thursday, so it was a week and a day ago from yesterday, from when we're recording. The Weather Service had predicted a huge and major storm coming. And now where I live is basically at the foot of a mountain, one of the tallest mountains in the region that's known for skiing and home to the maze from The Shining. So Timberline Lodge, the top of Mount Hood.
Nice.
So, Thursday, my facilities closed at noon and sent everybody home because of the snow and ice was supposed to start. I myself scurried quickly to the local Fred Meyer However, I didn't do so expediently enough that I could avoid the crowd that had ensued. So I had to wade through that and get just last minute supplies. But I figured I wanted to stock up for the ostensible incoming snowpocalypse and week of being stuck in my house. Especially having not lived here before in a storm, I wasn't sure what to expect. And so I figured I'd err on the side of being trapped for a week. because of where I live, I'm at about 1,000 feet elevation. So almost assuredly we were going to get snow, and I live at the bottom of an inclined slope. So being that there would have been a substantial amount of snow and or snow and ice, not likely I was going to leave anytime soon. So basically between Thursday noon and Friday midnight, I think we had 12 to 14 inches of snow. So that was pretty significant for us. And then Saturday we had snow and freezing rain into Sunday. And so boyfriend Jesse wasn't able to go to work. We didn't leave the house. Being that we're in a newer subdivision and all the utilities are buried, though, we never lost power. We were very lucky. There was probably, I think, I may be making this number up, but I think there's about 350,000 people without power until yesterday. Mm. So a lot of people without power, including my boss, didn't have power at her house, hasn't had power. Hasn't had power since Saturday, and today's Friday.
Oh.
So, and they had a whole bunch of their property got, and they have a huge acreage, but their property just got walloped. The devastation is just amazing. All the snow and ice. The ice is really what does the ice storm is what does it in. Monday we finally dug out. I shoveled out enough that shoveled off the steps to the house and dug a path out for my SUV so we could get out and just get out to the grocery store and make sure that we were able to. Once we get to the main roads, again, it was fine. It's a well-traveled, it's the main highway. So getting to the highway is the most precarious part, but we made it out. But so luckily, we did get some significant snowfall. I was... In my foresight years ago, I bought a giant UPS with a external secondary battery pack. So mainly because at the old house, I was more concerned about keeping, because we had VoIP phones. I was more concerned about having phone service if the power went out for an extended period of time and the ability to charge our cell phones if needed. So I basically bought a UPS for that purpose. And since we moved here, I basically plugged everything in our living room into it, which isn't a whole lot. But the cordless phone base, my TV, my DVD player, my Apple TV, my PC, my amp, all of that was just plugged in to the UPS. So we didn't lose power for more than a minute or here or there, but we were having massive amount of surges. It was fortuitous for me, because then I didn't have to worry about that I was playing games or watching TV or anything, and the TV would go out and come back, because that would have just pissed me off. But we were pretty lucky, and even with everything at load, it was only draws about 300 amps of stuff. So I have about, I don't know what it said. It gave me some time figure. I had hours worth of run time. And if I turn everything off, I have about 18 to 20 hours of run time. So, which basically keeps the internet up. It runs the Wi-Fi and the router, so we will never lose service. The only trick would be is if the utility itself loses connectivity and service. But again, because this is newer construction, all the infrastructure here is buried. So
good.
We're fine. People across the way, even neighbors who are across the subdivision, not so lucky. So we're in a nice little insulated pocket. There's a lot of snow left still here. My street's clear, but the dog park still got snow in it. There's cows next door. The snow is almost gone in the fields, but the cows are out in the snow. And so it was a good first learning experience.
What temperature does it get up to these days?
Our high was, I'm going to say 40 today.
Mm, okay. So you've got melting during the day.
Kind of. It was like in the mid 30s up to 40. It's 37 right now. And it's been raining-ish off and on, so the rain kind of melts a little bit.
Yep.
It's supposed to get into the 50s. Almost 50. I think they said it will be almost 50 tomorrow, but I don't buy it. I believe it. It won't be.
If it does, then you get to find out about your your stormwater systems work, right?
All the street snow is gone, so there won't be any melt off that will come down our way. The little pond in the dog park is very high, and the drainage that drains into the creek that is across from my house, the creek is very high. I would say it is almost level with the banks.
Yikes.
So, but that property is lower than my property, so I'm not concerned. And it still flows down. So again, the worst thing that's going to happen is it's going to erode the river, the bank, and then just meander even further down the property adjacent to mine. Because again, it's all sloping downward. So, but it would make it very marshy, and it's definitely squishy and wet now. But
I bet.
Luckily, my house is built. We're still built up even from the adjacent property, so there's a slope down. If you look in my backyard, you can see that my shed is actually built in a slope. So the back end of my shed has, I don't know, probably 3 feet before it hits the ground. It's jacked up in the back. So there's a definitive slope on the property. So, but the foundation there's no water. We didn't have any water, in the house. The worst thing that happened for us was because of the freezing rain, the roof vent, or I don't know if it was a roof vent, but the exhaust vent for the bathroom, fan in the master bathroom froze open. And so it was raining backwards through the duct into my bathroom.
Oh, lovely.
So when it wasn't a lot, but it was enough that I was like standing there and it, like, I got a drop in my head. I'm like, oh no. Like, oh no, I don't want to go up in the attic. It's on the second floor and it's windy and it's dark and the ice storm. I'm like, oh man. So I just like, all right, just shoved a towel up and went to bed. It's like, I'll deal with this later. No damage. We looked, so luckily, knock on wood. So
good.
Not everybody's so lucky. So otherwise, this week has just been work. We were closed Monday because it was a holiday. Holiday for us. Tuesday we opened late, so it's been a very compressed week for my workers. But everybody's back to work now.
Very nice.
I have moved on to start watching True Detective.
You're still in the first season?
I'm still in the first season. This show is wacky. I really don't understand what's happening. It reminds me a little bit of Hannibal. Kind of the strangeness of it. It's kind of a mix between Hannibal and Breaking Bad.
What, do you know what episode you're on?
Mm, what just happened? Let's see. Woody Harrelson's character just murdered the dude that they just rescued the kid, the one dead kid and the one live kid out of the shack in the woods.
Huh.
So maybe fourth episode?
Okay.
I don't know where I'm at. It's wacky though. I can't watch an entire episode.
Have they gone into a neighborhood run by a gang?
And the big siege?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's already happened.
Oh yeah, that was amazing. I remember watching that because it's one shot, right? Or at least it's edited to appear as one shot. That was harrowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one episode ago, I think.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so they've really they probably introduced a third timeline by now, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, that's great. Matthew McConaughey is so good on that show.
Woody Harrelson's pretty good too.
Oh, he's very good.
Of course, I don't know that he's not playing himself.
He might be.
I mean, I don't know that he's really acting is the thing. He's really just Woody Harrelsoning it up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I got that out. But Matthew McConaughey, I think the weird thing for me is it freaks me out to see him age back and forth.
Yeah.
Because the show must be decently old because they both look very young. And whether that's makeup or CGI or effects, but in certain parts of it, they look pretty young in comparison. So I don't know if it's just that I'm switching back and forth between seeing them, the future them, and the current, purportedly current them, but...
Six years ago, I think?
Yeah. All right. Well. Yeah, it's different. I don't know. I'm still watching it, but... like I said, I can't watch full episodes at a time. It's too much.
Are you digging the mystery?
I think the problem is, I don't know. I can't. So my best answer is I'm not sure yet because the mystery is only semi-engaged from episode to episode. There's so much misdirection going on. And there's so many subplots. And they keep introducing new characters that have storylines. So it's, I don't know. So that's the best answer I have. Not a very good one, I know, but that's the best one I've got for you at this point. I'm watching it. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
So, there was one guy that directed, all of the episodes of that season of True Detective.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the guy that did the latest James Bond film that we can't see yet.
I don't think they finished it. Have they?
Yeah, they were starting to do press for it when the theater shut down.
Oh, I didn't think it was done, but okay.
Yeah, it's done. I think Apple TV almost paid hundreds of millions of dollars for it.
Oh, I'm so torn. I really would. So part of me really wants to see it in a movie theater and part of me never wants to go to a movie theater again ever.
Yep.
So
I'm right there with you.
Also, holy crap, 2 hours, 43 minutes.
That's how long No Time to Die is?
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God.
If it doesn't end with a Moby song at the end, that is just too long.
I will warn you now that the music is composed by Mr. Hans Zimmer.
Of course it is.
April 2nd, they say. whether or not that's still accurate.
No way.
Has been moved from April to November. And further delayed to April. No, it says April 2nd, 2021. So that's what it says right now. Oy, oy, oy. Rami Malek is the villain?
Yes, he is.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, so there's that. Any housekeeping with you? How are you? How's the family and kids back in school?
Yeah, they're back in school. They're digging it. Settled into a groove there. I'm back in the office 3 days a week. So my wife is enjoying having the house to herself because she's still working from home. So that's been good. We went out to Willow for the first time in several weeks last weekend. That was fun. We've had a lot of snow out there. And I saw in my garage, I saw a vole.
Uh-oh.
And I lost my shit. And I tried, and this made no sense, and it had zero chance of success. But I saw it, and I started chasing it with the intent to, like, I don't know, kill it by stomping on it. I mean, there's no way.
So I ended up picking it up by its tail and throw it somewhere.
Yeah. I essentially chased it around the entire perimeter of my garage, and I'm so dumb. It's just by dumb luck that I didn't chase it into the house. But it went all the way around the perimeter, and it went towards the man door to go to the outside, which was closed, and it disappeared into the trim. I was like, what the f-? They can get into such small little holes. It freaked me out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started. I
think one of Eric's coworkers claimed that they were boneless.
Oh, it sure seemed like it was like an octopus through, into the wall. I was like, I don't know what.
Dimensional, like, rift.
I hope it made it its way outside, because that motherfucker is not coming out of that hole. Because I went and got my caulking gun, and now just
gooped
all,
it up.
Yeah, all around the door. It's it started stomping around the house. Like, where's the caulk? And my wife's like, what? I was like, can't talk. Gotta go. So then the rest of the weekend I spent looking for evidence. Like, have they made it inside the house? Was it just one isolated creature in my garage? It's never just one. It's never just one.
Here's the thing though, now you've blocked the exit.
Yes.
So if they're in your house, they're gonna find other ways out.
Yeah. So my kids have stuff going on this weekend, so we're not going back up. As a family, I'm going back up.
You're going to go on mole duty.
I've dropped about a C-note at Lowe's, getting some poison and traps, some 5-gallon buckets. So I'm going to try out my plank traps.
Well, be careful with the poison. So,
what with the kid?
Because if your dog or cat eats a vole that's been poisoned, your dog or cat is now poisoned.
Yeah, no, that's was fine. We all have to make sacrifices.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel for you. I understand. When we had rats, it was. It's just such a violation. It feels like just such a terrible violation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how dare you come into my home, you filthy creature!
I had one peek its head up between my couch cushions. That was that was the last time I ever thought I might live in peace with these creatures.
It came up with your couch cushions?
Oh, yeah, that was... I'm sure I told the story on the podcast. That was on a Thanksgiving break. My wife was feeding my infant child, and she said, "I keep hearing something on this couch." I was like, "I don't hear anything." She's like, "There's something." So she got up, and when she got up, I walked over to the couch, and this little thing poked its head out. And yeah, I lost it.
Shoot. Did you scream?
I swore. I swore worse than I ever, like, it's not like, like when the father is changing the tire in A Christmas Story. And I was like, I started, again, it's so dumb in the moment.
It was just a torrent.
Yeah, I just started like ripping off the couch cushions, like, because what it did at that point, it just ran to the other side of my living room, and I was like, "Take the children, go upstairs," and
you need a panic room.
Yeah. So I eventually took Jennifer over to the parents' house and left her there, and then came back and turned my living room into this kill zone. I literally lined all exit points with traps. I was like, there's no way for it. And I knew it was kind of in the corner under a bunch of my kids' toys, because everything's just piled up because we're not organized. And yeah, I had like a cast iron pan in my hand, and I was going in. I had traps lined everywhere.
Did you have Visqueen down like Dexter?
No, I was okay with the viscera. Okay. But yeah, and I eventually chased it into my little kill funnel, and it ran across two of the traps before the third one finally snapped its little neck. In a moment that I should be ashamed of, but I'm not, I actually screamed something. I'm alone in the house with this,
yes,
with this mouse. I screamed something like, "Yeah, motherfucker, you're dead now." It's just a little vole.
Something your neighbors would have been very concerned to hear.
Yeah, it was, oh man. And then when I went to go tell my wife the good news, I mean, leaving out the part where I turned into an absolute psycho, when I went to go pick her up, she said, "You know, I keep hearing water running in the garage." That's when I went and looked in their garage, and their heater unit, the boiler unit in the garage, was spraining water. I think mom and dad were either in Hawaii or Vegas at the time. So yeah, that was a fun time.
So living now where I do in a more rural area, there's more wildlife. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting that there will be some kind of intrusion in the near future. The seals so far everywhere in the house are very, so the house is so new and the seals are still really new that if I close one of the doors hard enough and the other door isn't closed, it will open. So I know that the house is sealed very well, but what concerns me more is that if they're in, that means that if one of them gets in the house, it's not getting out. So mm-hmm. I'm just like, and my dog is worthless, as evidenced when we lived in the old place and we had rats. I don't know that they were rats. I don't know. Derek said they were rats, but they were tiny. So they were tiny rats if they were rats. But my dog saw one scurry across the floor and just like didn't even just raise an eyebrow and then just sat there like whatever. Like looked at me like, that's your job, not mine. So my dog's worthless, basically, when it comes to any kind of animal. If it was food, he would be all over it. But apparently rats are not food. So, but then you get into traps, and traps are messy and ugh. So
I love them.
Oh, I think my problem is that they scare the crap out of me. And then, so you have that, I am only speaking for myself now. I have that momentary, like, oh my God, what happened? And then I'm like, oh, something's dead. Derek, however, was like giddy with glee and would like cackle that it was killed. Which I suspect you're probably way more on that side than me.
I wouldn't say glee. I would say righteous indignation.
One of my coworkers was like, well, you should just get a snake. I'm like, oh no, that's not the solution. What? What's wrong with you?
Nah.
Because then I would have to have food for it, and that's too far. So
yeah.
We'll see.
I'm going back up this weekend. Yeah, it's fine. It's gonna be fine. You know, here's the thing. I understand my lake house is in, as you described, like a more rural setting. There are more critters, critters and creatures. It's fine. I have two different sheds. When I found out that our giant bag of birdseed had been savaged over the winter, I was fine. It's fine. That's the shed. You know, if they get in the shed, I'm okay with it. Just it's outside. That's fine. But if you come in my house, I'm going to war.
That's the castle rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I'm with spiders, too. Like, in the yard, you're fine. You know, if you're in the garden, you're fine. Once you come in the house, you're dead. Like, sorry. Not sorry. You know, you've sealed your own fate. And Derek was like, just shoot them outside. I'm like, no, it came in the house. It's going to be effigy and lesson to all the other spiders. Like, no.
If my kids are around, I might like, oh, there's a spider. Let's throw it outside. But yeah, if they're not around, those insects are going to die. You should have stayed outside where it was safe for you.
So yeah, this summer, this spring, I will say summer, but spring. Spring's going to be interesting. I will find out exactly what wildlife around. As evidence from the snow that was in my yard, there are a lot of birds because I have little bird footprints all over my backyard in the snow. And funny enough, because boyfriend Jesse was home for 5 days with me, was sitting in the living room in the window that faces our shed in the backyard, and the shed has two windows that face the house. I'm looking out and I see movement in the shed, and Jesse's not in the shed. He's with me. And I think there's movement in the shed. Uh-oh, this isn't good. So something's in the shed, right? And there's snow load on the roof, right? And there's icicles everywhere. And so I'm convinced, like, I don't want to go outside because I'm going to get an icicle through my skull, like, you know, the Christmas Story style, right? Into my eyeball. And I realize I must be hallucinating because I think I see a bird flapping around between the windows. And I'm like, oh, I'm seeing the reflection of a bird. The bird's outside. It's on this side. It's in the yard. I'm just seeing the reflection in the windows. And then a couple minutes later, like, oh no, there's a bird in the shed.
That's no good.
And so I told Jesse, I'm like, you get to take care of this one. It's your shed and it's full of your stuff. So it's guess your what? Shed. He took it over. So like, okay, go open the door. He's like, I don't want to. I said, like, look, just open the door. The bird will see the light and the bird will fly out. Trust me. The bird does not want to be in the shed. The bird is trying to get out. It's probably distressed. So, and so he kind of glares at me and then just kind of tromps out to the backyard, not happy. And then he opens the door and the bird just like crazy jet style, like boom, right past him, right out. So I was like, see, the bird just wanted out. But that's the luckiest that's going to happen. I suspect it's going to be Critter Central here in spring. So
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know what the cows are going to be like in this summer. So it's going to be a learning experience, but again, these are problems to have, right?
It's true. Brother E got his second shot today, so he's all good.
Oh, good.
He just sent us a text saying he's doing fine so far. He's lamenting that he feels okay, so he can't be a big baby about it.
He sent us a message?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Now that message makes sense. I had no idea what that message was referring to. Out of context, I had no idea. Well, good. So that means the parents are done. He's done. I'm done. They're not going to give him to kids, I don't think. So I assume that you... Well, are you on the list? Because you have...
Not yet.
Are you on an elevated list or are you just on the regular list?
I qualify for a higher risk based on my BMI, but they're still not giving any to my age group yet.
Well, I suspect the state's going to get enough doses here in the next couple of weeks that it won't matter. I think you'll all start getting it eventually. So,
yeah, but I can't wait.
The research is really good. Both the vaccines, the research has been really good. So the anecdotal follow up has been really positive. Even on the variants, it's been really, even people who are only getting one dose for some reason are still getting high effective rates. So so it's all really good, really positive. I still think we won't be through even a bulk of this until October, November. I really don't see it happening. People keep saying summer, and I don't think so. So
we booked a trip.
Oh,
October.
All right, fingers crossed.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to meet the folks in Vegas sometime October, November. So. Yeah, I was gonna try and come up in the summer, but I don't know that I want to put that pressure on. So
that's fair. I mean, this summer seems premature. We're hopeful that by October, it'll be calmed down, and that traveling won't be so bad.
But Cousin Debbie's going to be visiting in a couple weeks, so.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be interesting.
I haven't seen her in ever.
It's been a long time. I think I only met her for a couple minutes once, and I want to say that I was probably not even aware of who she was. Only vaguely aware, so. A long time ago. So they're coming out and they're going to go, visit our aunt, dad's sister. And then they're going to spend a day or two in this area. I think they're eventually planning on moving out somewhere in this area, retirement wise. So plus I think it puts them closer to her mom. So
nice.
It's only a couple hours drive away as opposed to right now, which is a lot further. So take a listen if you got a second to bear. If you like, subscribe, you can even share. Films on films, discuss on air. It's a brother podcast, we're gonna leave it right here. Take a listen if you got a second to bear. If you like, subscribe, you can even share. Films on films, discuss on air. It's a brother podcast, we're gonna leave it right here. One podcast talk show. Hit the app if you want to catch an episode. They talk movies, so they go off on a tangent flow and maybe ramble. That's the Brothers Anderson. So sit back with closed eyes, let them take you away unless you're driving. Keep them open in that case. We got Eric, Drew, and Brother Jay. Welcome you to Not in a Creepy Way. Hey. Not in a creepy way. 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 Okay. Not in a creepy way. Not in a creepy way. Not in a creepy way. We got Eric, Drew, and Brother Jay. Welcome you to Not in a Creepy Way. Hey!